Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Thank God, good. And how are you?
I'm doing good. Very good.
Happy to hear. So this week's Torah portion is the Parashat Bo. And we talk about, obviously, the last three of the plagues that were given to Pharaoh, to Egypt.
Yeah.
As I said, they were visited on Egypt. A swarm of locusts devours all the crops and the greenery, and a thick, palpable darkness envelops the land. And the last one, that all the firstborn of Egypt were killed at the stroke of midnight. And, you know, there are many commentaries that also say that Pharaoh was a firstborn, that he was extremely, very, very worried. But obviously he wasn't killed at that specific period of time. And even later on, when the Jews left Egypt, and he was in, when all the Egyptians drowned in the sea, the commentaries that say that Pharaoh didn't drown. And the reason for this is God wanted to save him, to be able to, that he should be first-hand witness to the whole world, to say, never mess with God.
Yeah.
Because I'm a living example and my country of what happened. Anyway, so God commands the first mitzvah to be given to the people of Israel is to establish a calendar based on the monthly rebirth of the moon, which we go by this calendar until today. The Israelites also instructed to bring a Passover offering, and the reason for that is that they're going to slaughter it, and his blood should be sprinkled on the doorpost, so that God should pass over those homes when he comes to kill the Egyptians. And the roasted, we're going to talk about that in a minute, so we should pay attention to that word, what it talks about specifically, the roasted meat of the offering is to be eaten that night together with matzah and bitter herbs. And then we finally see that the death of the firstborn finally breaks. Pharaoh's resistance. He literally drives the Jews out of his land, and obviously they went so hastily they didn't have time to cook food, so on and so forth, that'd be unleavened bread. And before they go, they ask all the Egyptians' neighbors for the gold and silver and garments, which that is they were able to see when it was the darkness, when they weren't able to see that. When the Egyptians weren't able to see that, obviously. So, something very interesting, as we just said, you know, obviously, a few days prior to Egypt being struck with the mighty 10th plague, God gives the Jewish people instructions through Moses to prepare for the imminent redemption. And what were they supposed to do? They were to prepare a lamb that would be slaughtered on the 14th day at night, and they would partake of a festive meal, as this was the beginning of the redemption of what they were going to do, then leave. And God specified what was to be eaten of the lamb, of the meat, and what you can, and how it should be prepared. He also forbid certain methods of preparation. And he says, do not eat it underdone or cooked in water. However, the only way that you're supposed to eat it is roasted by fire. You know, everyone has different styles of how they want to eat. You know, you have a steak. Some people like it medium rare. Some people like it medium done. Some people like it well done, not so well done, burnt. Everyone has different styles and different ways of how they like their meat, for example. And you can tell someone, I want you to eat a specific type of meat, and be specific on what they want to do. So I've always wondered why God insists that the meat should be roasted. Now, each one has a different type of palate. We each are human. We have different ones. What is delicious to one, you know, is obnoxious to the other. We might eat, you and I may eat, let's say, raw fish and sushi, and another person might say, are you out of your mind? I'm only going to eat a cooked fish, or whatever it may be. What one likes, others may hate. And since with this meal, of the lamb offering, the Jews celebrated their freedom. So why not allow the participants, in other words, the Jews, freedom to eat the meat according to the way that they like it? Some may like it rare, medium rare, who cares? God should just tell the Jews, this is what you're supposed to have, this is what you're supposed to eat, and I want you to eat it in preparation of redemption. But he specifies, no, it has to be roasted. In fact, the Torah says regarding the part of the animals that the Kohen, the high priest, received from the offering, is that, as it says in the Torah, I've given them to you for greatness. And the Talmud says that they may be eaten roasted, stewed, or boiled in the manner in which a king prefers. That is the Talmud. That's the Gemara telling us that. And since the king eats in the tasty manner he prefers, the Kohen also eats that, either overcooked or cooked, undercooked. They're so, in regard to the Pesach offering, why did God insist that it can only be eaten roasted? And so, there is a interesting answer that I saw, which is really, really interesting. And it says, you know, that partially raw and fully cooked meat hardly have an aroma. There is no smell. Roasted meat, however, can be smelled at a distance. You make a barbecue, you can smell it a long way away. You boil up some meat, it doesn't really have that much of a smell. So the Jews were slaves in Egypt for many years and were petrified of their Egyptian masters. So God commands them to offer a sheep, which was the animal worship by the Egyptians, and it frightened them. So in order to not arouse the wrath of the Egyptians, they were going to eat it partially raw cooked, right? Hoping that the Egyptians would not notice it, because they're so scared of them. You know, any time they did something wrong, they got beaten, they got thrown into wherever, so we're not going to jeopardize everything and make it roasted and put it in the Egyptian face and say, oh, here we go. Consequently, God told Moses to tell the people, enough is enough. Stop walking with your head bowed down. Lift them up. Be proud of the fact that you're Jews and you are a free people. Roast on a fire. Let the aroma be smelled from one end of Egypt to the other. Let the entire country know that you are proudly worshiping God. And I think that is such an important message that we can apply today in our life. We talked about it a few weeks ago as well, the idea of anti-Semitism and everything and so on and so forth. God's message to Jewish people was that freedom of religion means that you can practice your religious beliefs freely and that no one can stop you. However, if a person is embarrassed to openly declare his religious convictions or publicly practice them, he is not really free. He is, unfortunately, in a self-imposed exile and suffering from a self-made exile and oppression that we have made ourselves. So, even in our free country of Canada, unfortunately, people are still ashamed and attempt to conceal their Jewish identity. And whether it be on university campuses, in business, or in the company of other people. Some are even ashamed of their Torah presence in their own family. The problem is that such people are still living with the notion and the intimidation of the Jew of old who is afraid of their non-Jewish neighbor. And fortunately, things have changed. You know, today we meet people in every field of business and profession, which there are a lot of people who will proudly make it known that they are a Jew. Not just in theory, but in practice, the way that they act, the way that they speak. They are experiencing the freedom of religion our country offers. And so therefore, we cannot be ashamed. God told the Jews, don't be scared, don't worry. You're going to be free. make roast. Let the whole world know. Let the whole world know that we're Jewish, that we're proud to be Jewish. You know, so many people think, oh, you know, I'm gonna spread that I'm Jewish. People aren't going to respect me. People are going to look at me crazy. So I'll do this, and I won't do that, and I'll do that. And the answer is, that is a false narrative, because people respect people that have respect for who they are. And therefore, if I'm proud of being Jewish, if I'm proud of who I am, people will respect who you are. So there's nothing to be scared of, nothing to be afraid. And I think that is such an important lesson that we can learn from this historic question. This is what God is trying to impart to each and every single one of us. Go and roast the meat. Don't eat it parboiled, because there's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be scared.
Rabbi,
that is something on this week's parasha.
Yeah. Rabbi, what about services this weekend?
So we have services on Friday evening, 5:30, Shabbat morning, 9:30, Sunday morning, 8:30, followed by a breakfast, and Monday and Thursday at 7:15, for you to be in your office at 8 o'clock. So it's a perfect day, perfect way to start the morning.
Perfect way. Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom and great weekend.
You too.
And God willing,
we'll talk soon.
Next week?
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, be well. Shabbat Shalom.